A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from The Voice of America on a Friday, November 18th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about protests and alleged human rights abuses in Zimbabwe.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-13860 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.boazimbabwe.com, www.boashona.com, and www.boindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about planned demonstrations in Harare and Bulawayo today and alleged human rights abuses.
Several anti-government activists in Zimbabwe, including lawyer Fatsai Mahere and Dr. Patson Zamara, whose brother Itai has been missing for more than a year after he was allegedly abducted by suspected state security agents, were kidnapped and beaten up ahead of a mass demonstration today.
Zamara told Studio 7 that armed men, some wearing police uniforms, had abducted him Thursday night and beaten him with iron bars. Zamara said that the men debated whether to kill him before leaving him naked at a lake near the capital city, Harare.
What are your views on this issue? And if you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yes,
onguka hamawadiwa nasi tirauti tinge tichitarisa nezvekuratidzira kwanga kwakarongwa muHarare nasi kuchinziko munhu wese muroad vanhu vanga vachiratidzira kuti havasi kufara nenyaya yemabond notes arida kuparurwa nehurumende uyewo nyaya yeuori yavanoti huri kuitwa nemamwe makurukota ehurumende asi Gibbs sekudzwa kwataita kubva kuHarare nekuBulawayo hapana chabudirira nekuti mapurisa anonzi afumobata jongwe muromo akananga madhorobha ose uye kutanga nezuro vanga vatotanga kusunga vanhu vanga vachitungamira kuti vanhu vanga vachiratidzira asi pabumbiro remutemo renyika rinotendera kuti vanhu varatidzire kana vasiri kufara asi muZimbabwe ukada kuratidzira tsvimbo mugodzi
kunjaroke point zuro kandaba natutaba namhlanje sitoka ngakona kuti vanhu befuna kuchengisela kota mapolisa iyi vakatenga zani asestaladini sizvino kuti kula vanye abatunjweyo abanjengo Dr. Patson Zamara, kuzobuya njalo legqwetha uFatsai Mahere. Xa singakhuluma ke kancane ngododa uZamara, umna wabo uItai wacatsha sokulesikhathi sibili wacatsha cetshangela ukuthi ke wathunjwa ngamapolisa eZimbabwe lalawo mapolisa ensida awe-CIO. So sifuna ukuzwakani ukuthi likubona njani khonoku okwenzekale eZimbabwe ukuthi abantu bapho kucatshiswa nje uZamara sikhuluma nje bamthethe bamfundise egangeni bamtshaya sibili okumangalisayo base bemtshiya enqunu tuzane lekujibero so ke sifuna ukuzwakani ukuthi nxa kuthi lifuna ukutshengisela pho kumele lenzeni njengoba isisekelo sombuso welizwe siyavuma ukuthi tshengisele asitshayi kuzwele mfowethu
Of course today we have an in studio guest Njabulo Moyo, a poet, writer and development and political activist. Njabulo, how are you doing?
I am well, but at the same time, very saddened by the developments in our country, you know, human rights violation and abductions. These are a highest level of, you know, misrule and misgovernance.
Zimbabwe has a new constitution now, Njabulo. It was adopted in 2013, and it actually gives people the right to demonstrate, but that freedom is not being enjoyed. Why is this so?
The freedom is there in writing. So it's the freedom which is actually kept, because when you actually tell someone that you are free to do this, and then when they are doing it, you actually demonstrate that they are actually not free. Zimbabwe having gone through a constitution-making process in the year 2018 and, you know, adopting the new constitution, it says, you know, the right for people to protest, to demonstrate free. But however, what we're seeing on the ground is that we are not a free society at all. It's not about demonstrations at only, but in terms of economic empowerment, we are not free. We are not free to actually express. Media is blocked. You know, look at the print media is state controlled. Look at the, even at the radio. I mean, talk of Radio Dialogue as a local NGO, which is for over 2 decades now trying to get a license to broadcast for community. So that on its own is a symptom or an indicator that there is no freedom in terms of expression.
Mm-hmm. So you are free to talk, but you are not free after talking.
Yes, you are free to talk, but after talking, they will deal with you accordingly.
It's another issue. Yes.
So in what's the case when you come from Moyo? See, I want to talk to you change cell. When you come here, you have found to change cell. For when you have found to change cell, you may have been there. I could only tell us about what happened inside.
I want to see the meeting. Let's change it. Ungabona abantu sebefika kubanga lokutshengisela, kusho ukuthi ezinye indlela ezilokuthula phakathi, ezinye indlela ezinjengokubhala incwadi eqondileyo sibili esemthethweni, kusho ukuthi sokwehlule. Sokwehlule ukubana sikhulumisane labameli bethu abezigaba, labameli bethu abelizwe, ama-MPs, lama-councillors. Yikho abantu sebebona kungcono ukuthi bazimele, ngoba kumelwa ngabanye abantu sokwehlule.
Poke ukuzimela khona kwabantu babequlwa phela bazaqulwa kuze kuthini mnumzana mona
ukuqulwa kukhona siyakubona kodwa abantu baza basebenzimisele ukubana ba nqa ukuthi uqulelwa into ekhona uqulelwa into yaziyo umhla wumbe ngelinye ilanga lo bazalalela abasemandleni okwamanje singakwenza ukuthi simelele ukuqulwa
Sakuza ngicela ufake just ngesikhiwa kancane. Kunokuthi yeah.
Yes, the people are going to stand their ground, you know, despite, you know, the mass violation, the beatings and so forth. Mm-hmm. You cannot, you know, just like the NTUs, where you cannot destroy all NTUs, because when you destroy it today, actually tomorrow you find a bigger NTU. So that is the scenario right now. We say that more powerful than the tormentor is the tormented. So the people are tormented, but there's going to be a point where they will realize that they're actually powerful more than he who that actually torments them.
And, you know, the abductions, I think this is really disturbing. You have several people who have been abducted and have not been accounted for. You have Nabanyama in Blawayo. You have Itai Zamara and several others, you know, who cannot be accounted for. But it appears, you know, despite international pressure, nothing is moving.
Well, it's good that you're saying it's international pressure. You know, pressure without results remains pressure. So it's just like in any predicament. If you are pressurizing someone and you are not actioning the pressure, it is useless. So I would say that international world, in a way, have let Zimbabwe down, because this pressure is only talk. So you are pressurizing someone by way of talking, by imposing economic sanctions. At the end of the day, it is the ordinary citizen in Zimbabwe that is suffering. So we want a new form of pressure, a new kind of pressure, a pressure that is practical, that brings results. Because for over 36 years, really, you have been pressurizing, but what is the result of pressure? And this is external pressure. There is need for internal pressure, because internal pressure will result in external change.
So what thing you are going to do with this?
Inguquko singaba lakho loba nje ilanga elilodwa ukubana yenzakale. Singakhangela kwamanye amazwe kwenzakele ukubana isizukulwane sizimele, abantu bazimele endabeni ezibakhathazayo. Inguquko iyenzakala, kungadinga kumbe ilanga elilodwa kumbe ngamahola amathathu iyenzakala. Okufunakalayo ukubana abantu bazimisele, babekezele, njalo bengalahli ithemba. Akuzange kuvuke kutshintshile ngelanga elilodwa eDubai. yawazi ukuthi now iDubai indawo esilomnotho kodwa yayiyinkangala nje yeindawo engelalutho akuzange kuvuke kuguqukile ngelangelodwa eSouth Africa ikodwa namhlanje indawo esibona isizukulwane isizalwane esiningi seZimbabwe sikuthi sikhijimela khona le.
So what he's saying is that it's possible to have freedom, and freedom doesn't come on a single day, but one day it's going to come. So he's saying that people have to be very patient, they have to be very hopeful, you know, because he says, look at places like Dubai, it was a desert, but today is a place where there's water somewhere. And he says, look at South Africa, there was apartheid, but the apartheid just went by, and that's it. So, which means Zimbabweans have to be patient and hope for the best.
Hanzi rimwe zuva gudo Richard na muti one day the baboon will miss the branch.
Yeah, listen to this. I kuti indwangu yakutukacha ila. Ingalukutukacha sibili iyakabhlungu. Yeah.
On the day that the monkey is destined to die, all trees become slippery.
You see, that's it. Yeah.
But kune avo vachangoti bata nhasi tira kuti tigetitaura nezvekuratidzira kwanga kwakarongwa nemasangano akasiyana siyana vana tajambuka Blower Youth agenda kune vana this flower hashtag this flag nemamwe masangano asi kutanga nezuro mapurisa anga akatozara mugwagwa uye kutanga nezuro manheru vanga vatanga kusunga vanhu zvaita kuti kuratidzira kwacho kubva kwashaya basa vanga vachida kuratidzira vanga vachiti havasi kufara nenyaya yemabond notes uye nyaya yeuori yavanoti iri kuitwa muhurumende yemutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe nekudaro makasununguka vateereri kuti munge muchiti fonera kuti tinge tichitaura nezvemaonero enyu panyaya iyoyi Gibbs.
Yes, zuro kandaba lamhlanje sixoxa ngodaba olukhulu sebele kakhulu sizwa kuthiwa abantu bathunjiwe eZimbabwe abaqoqela ke umnumzana uPatterson Dzamara engumne wabo kaItayi owacatsha sokulesikhathi eside kuzobuya njalo ligqweda uFatsaye Mahere la kuthiwa bake bamdobha ke kunale Zimbabwe kodwa umangalisa abantu yikuthi abadobha abanye bangabe saziwa ngoba abanye bangkhona kuthiwa bakahulumende. Ye, esilayo lamhlanje ke umnumzana uNjabulo Moyo usilandile khonapho ukuthi sixoxe laye okwamanje ku-Community Solutions kodwa ke ukhuluma ngezombangazwe lamhlanje. So sibuyele futhi kudaba lolu baba Moyo kuzathatha isikhathi esinganani asithi 20 years 30 years kumbe akusuzokwenzakala ukuthi kuze kulunge.
Into enjabulisayo ukubana likufake lathi sikhuluma ngezombangazwe khathesi sikumbusazwe but ngenxa yokuthi thimbangazwe kusho ukuthi ngesikhathi sombusazwe lokho sesabanga ilizwe kodwa sikhangelele ukubana sibe sesukubanga lokubana sokubuswa umuntu omnyama abadala bathi nguzibuse nxa sikhuluma ngokuthi isikhathi esingakanani kungaba loba kusaza osokudingakala kathesi khona onke sakubonayo kusenziwa ngabadala ngesikhathi sombuso wamakhiwa ukubana bazimela bamela udaba ababe ngalo lokubana bakhululeke ukamanje sikhangelele ukubana inkululeko yelizwe ikakhulu kwezomnotho kasikhangelele ukulwa inkululeko yokulwa esitaladeni kutshayana abantu bebulalana kodwa sikhangelele inkululeko yezomnotho ukubana ubantu bano isizalwane seZimbabwe afumane la ethola impilo kahle abantu kabadinga amagqibhagqibha emali kodwa abantu badinga isinkwa nje ukubana sibe khona etafuleni.
Yes, awuza kakhulu ubambe khonapho ke mnumzana esitsho ukuthi besithini. So what he's saying is that there's no time frame for freedom. You know, freedom always comes at a certain given time, but there's no time frame for Zimbabwe at the moment. And he says freedom fighters actually did it, you know. Like they fought against the colonizers and, you know, Zimbabwe became independent. And then we have a situation where people now are yearning for wealth, you know. They need something in their pockets, you know. At the moment, we know that some Zimbabweans are living below the poverty bottom line. And some are even living on $1 per day or less than that. So he says that's what people are fighting for at the moment.
Okay. Let's go to Dewa Mavinga, a human rights lawyer. He's currently in The Hague attending to the ICC meetings. Mr. Mavinga, good evening.
Good evening, Blessing and Gifts. How are you guys?
We are doing great, man. And thank you. Thanks for joining us. I think you are aware of the developments back home, where we understand Zamara was abducted last night and left for dead, and some two activists cannot be accounted for, and several people have been arrested. What is your take on this development?
Well, this is a serious indictment on the government of Zimbabwe. These abductions have become too routine, and you know, our government has a duty. President Mugabe has a duty to explain what is happening in terms of accountability. We expect, in terms of our constitutional rights, that all citizens should be afforded protection by President Mugabe and his government. But now, what we see is that actually it is the government that appears to be at the forefront, or to be the main abuser in terms of these suspected state security agents who are abducting people for political reasons, harassing, you know, torturing them, and doing all sorts of crimes. But also, it is important to note that these individuals who are committing these crimes must be held accountable, and they must know that a day is coming when they shall have to account for their individual actions. So this is really to say that people are taking note, and that it is not in vain that these people are being victimized. We need accountability, and President Mugabe's government is the one that has the responsibility, and we point to East Joseph because it is failing to protect citizens, and also because it ought to know what is happening.
Mm-hmm. Asi vamavinga tiri kuona ka hurumende iri kuti vamwe vari kuratidzira ava vari kufurirwa nehurumende dzekunze. Bumbirire mutemo riroti kudii panyaya dzekuratidzira?
Zvekuti vari kufurirwa kana kuti kwete hazvinei nehurumende, nekuti bumbiro remutemo renyika rakaumbwa nevana veZimbabwe rinotaura pachena kuti munhu wese ane kodzero yekutaridzira, yekugununʼuna, yekutaura nhuna dzake dziri mumwoyo. Saka izvi zvekuti hazvinei nehurumende chiripo ndechekuti munhu wese ane kodzero. Zvakare, nyaya iri kutaurwa nevanhu ava inyaya yekuti munhu wese ari kutaura kuti izvi zvemari dzekuda kuuya zvimabhoni nokuti hatizvinzwisisi, hazvina kumira zvakanaka. Ndo chekutanga. Chepiri ndechekuti kunyangwe dai panga paine dambudziko, hazvisi izvo kuti vanhu vanenge vachishandira hurumende vanobvuta vachipamba vanhu vachivarwabotsa kufa, vachiita zvese zvokupisa dzimotokari dzavo. Hazvisi pamutemo, imhosva. Vanhu vari kuita izvozvo vanofanira kuziva kuti mutemo uchavabata. Vanhu ngavazive kuti mangwana zvichauya kwavari, nekuti hurumende yava Mugabe haigari nekusingaperi. Richasvika zuva, ende zuva iro rava pedo, rekuti vamire pamberi pematare edzimhosva vachipindura mhaka dzavo dzavari kuita iko zvino.
Yeah, so Mr. Mavinga, give us a bit of a brief on the constitutional provision, you know, allowing Zimbabweans to actually protest on the streets. What does it say exactly?
Well, the constitution is very clear that every citizen has a right to protest, and that, you know, in terms of accountability, there is need really to ensure that everyone's rights are protected. So what we are witnessing now is a government that is culpable and not accountable, because it is at the forefront of these abductions by state security agents. So this is the biggest problem, that tyranny and abuses are being spearheaded by state agents, when in fact these are the same who should be protecting our people.
And how does that resonate with your meeting there at the ICC?
Well, this is a big challenge and a call here at the International Criminal Court for many states to sign on and ratify the Rome Statute, which governs the ICC. But unfortunately, Zimbabwe is not part of the ICC, perhaps because of fear for accountability and the many litany of abuses that we have witnessed in Zimbabwe since the Gukurahondi days in the early 80s, Operation Mambachina in 2005 that left 700,000 people homeless, 2008 electoral violence, and the military abuses and killings in the Marange diamond field in the east of the country. So the government of Zimbabwe has stayed away from the ICC. We are here as activists and human rights defenders, but our government is not here, is nowhere to be found, when we have 124 countries that have signed on and ratified and are supporting the idea of global justice for atrocity crimes, for genocide, for war crimes, and crimes against humanity. And there is a real concern that, you know, this systematic abduction going over a period would rise to that level where there are really crimes against humanity because of, you know, the state taking a central role and the high numbers of activists who have been victimized merely for speaking out their minds and asserting their constitutionally guaranteed rights.
Mm-hmm. Of course, you can go back to the 80s, Gukura Hundi, that remains unresolved, no truth and reconciliation. It's a cause for serious concern. Gibbs?
Yes, we are going to talk about the case of Gukura Hundi, So, ukucatha kwabantu konoko ukuthi abantu bayathunjwa uze kuthiwa kwenzwe konke lokhu moya. Kambe asikhulume kususela ngesikhathi se-ground kuzobuye lamhlanje. Kukhanya kuqhubekela phambili. Kuqhubekela phambili nje kukhona yini ongathi kungamiswa ngalolu hlobo?
Ye, indlela zokumisa ukubulala kwabantu esikubonayo zikhona. Sile mizekeliso eminingi. Singakhuluma ngelizwe elinjenge-Kenya, sikhulume ngelizwe elinjenge-South Africa. Lapho sabona i-Truth and Reconciliation Commission ithatha umdlalo. Abantu bephumele egcekeni, bekuxolelwana nje ukuthi lapha saphambanisana kuyisikhathi sobudlwangudlwangu. Kodwa ukuze siqhubekele phambili izilonda lezi esilazo, kasiphumeleni egcekeni, sithobane, silungisise ilizwe. Ingabe i-South Africa ingazange ibe lalo ibanga leli. Mhlawumbe ngabe lanamhlanje lokho kubulalwana ukwebanga eliphezulu, yebo kukhona ukulalana eSouth Africa, kodwa ukuba lethuba lokuthi abantu bakhulume ukufuthelwana lokhwana kuyancida. EKenya siyabona lakho asikho mnyaka eminingi edlulileyo kwayenzakala. Kodwa la iKenya yakubona kufanele ukubana abantu kabahlalisane phansi, ama-political parties abamela umbusazwe labo bahlalisana phansi, baxoxisana, bafaka indlela zokuthi laba labo abadlwengulwayo, laba abadlwangulwayo emngqondweni bathole ithuba lokubana bancediswe laba bafundela umsebenzi wokuncedisana ukubana umuntu odlile kuleli ibanga engancedisakana kanjani ukubana ahlaliseke engqondweni. Ngoba kwesinye isikhathi abanye abantu sibabona sebehlanya, abanye sibabona sebesiba yibo futhi asebe kubekezela phambili ubudlwangudlwangu ngoba bengatholanga ukuthi bayelatshwe izilonda lezi ezokudlwangudlwangu abadlula kizo.
Kodwa ke eZimbabwe kwehlulani ukuthi kwenziwe khona?
EZimbabwe besilayo i-organ on national healing and reconciliation esayibona kakhulu iphatheka ngesikhathi sikahulumende womanyano. Le ibikhokhelwa ngobaba uDouglas Mzila Dlovu. I-organ le ngathi ibikhona siyibona ihamba endaweni eziningi bebuza abantu imbono yabo ukuthi kungenziwani. Lami ngaba ngomunye waphathekayo kulezi nhlelo, ngifaka umbono, ngifaka izifiso zokuthi angabe ukuba khona okwenziwayo. Kodwa kwaba lusizi ngoba uhulumende womanyano waze waphela kungabanga lokubambekayo okwayenza ukuthi abantu baze bazonde bethi hayi bokunguhulumende wamanyala bokungengasikho umhulumende womanyano ngoba bengabonanga nguquko, ikakhulu uma sikhuluma ngendaba yokubana kube le Truth and Reconciliation Process.
Yes, akuza kakhulu-ke Mnumzana Moyo is talking about the Truth and Reconciliation process in South Africa and Kenya. He says those ones were very successful, but nothing has happened in Zimbabwe. He says it was part of the process outreach program of the organ on national healing and reconciliation in Zimbabwe. He actually gave his own ideas on how people can actually reconcile, how people can actually heal. But the report that was made, you know, just disappeared, maybe in the corridors of power. So he says, you know, he still remembers that Mr. Moses Mzila Ndlovu was once in charge of that kind of organ. And then we know that there was Mrs. Sekai Holland. And then Phelekezela Mpoko too, the vice president right now, is actually in charge of that kind of, you know, organ. But he says things are not going the way they should.
Tine mterere kutanga Gibbs Mkoma, Bernard Mashanga, varikucholocho makadi.
ndipo kana makadiyo studio 7.
Aiwa tirina nditipewo pfungwa dzenyu pane zviri kuitika munyika izvi.
Chekutanga nombodzokera kumashure zvisho manene. Apo takatora independence. Takaona kuti hurumende yedu haina kukwanisa kugadzisa zvinhu pekutanga. Takawana political independence. But economically, tanga tisina. Zvino zvakuedza kuti vagadzirise nenzira isiri iyo nokuti vakanonoka kuzvifunga. Mwana kana achichema mumba, munofanira kumupa zvaanoda. Hamumurovi handiti. Saka vana vari kuchema kuna baba wavo kuti ndai baba, kozviku zvezvo hakuitika izvi. Tinozvifambisa sei, makazviwana kupi? Nokuti dai takatora economic independence, zvese zvatinotaura nezvazvezvo kuti vanhu vari kurohwa, vanhu vari kuadapted, also things, zvaive zvanga zvisipo. Saka kurudzira hurumende kuti iteerere vanhu vayo, isu tiri vanhu vayo. Tisu takavaisa pazvigaro izvozvo, asi nhasino ndo akutipandukira. Sei ngavateerere vanhu vavo, vagare pasi, varonge, vaise musoro pamwe chete, vachironga kuti tinofambisa sei nenhau yeekonomi yedu yadonha kudai. Voona zvikonzero. Kana vaona zvikonzero izvozvo, vogadzirisa ka. Ndo zvandiri kufunga kuti ndo zvinofanira kuitwa, kwete kuti tinotorana tichiurayana kudii. Zvese izvozvo sanango vamazvinga vachita kuti one day things will change. So we need to understand that if these things are happening every day, one day things will change. So vana veZimbabwe ngatibatane pamwe chete, tinamate, tichikurukura navo, vechikuru ivava, kuti nyika yedu ifambe zvakanaka.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru. You heard from our first caller there, Gibbs. Mr. Bernard Mashanga in Cholocho, he is saying that essentially is concerned about the goings on in Zimbabwe, and he is speaking more to the development theory, where he says, Zimbabwe got its independence, but it was mere flag and anthem independence without any economic independence. So, in trying to address that problem, the government is actually creating more and more problems for itself, but is concerned by the human rights abuses, and he's also warning that one day it will come to an end. So people should actually desist from committing those kind of atrocities, the abductions and all.
Yeah, kunjalo ke sibuyele kubaba moyo lapha siponza isikhathi singani siyahamba kule new commitment kwezindawo. Yeah, baba moyo nxa sisithi ke unga wrapper up nje namhlanje uti phoyele Zimbabwe uluqhayisa ukuthi lenzeni ngoba wona
amandla kukhangelwe ukuthi awuyele abantwini inqa abantu bengaba lamandla bazoyisebenzela iZimbabwe bazoyibona ingcenye yabo okwamanje abaningi bazibona bengasekho ingcenye yeZimbabwe yiko ngakho bengakhuluma okuhle ngayo ngoba inqa into ingeyakho uyithanda uzakhuluma kuhle ngayo uzayivikela uzayisebenzela uzayiqaqqila ngothango oluhle okwamanje isizalwane seZimbabwe kasisela kujabula ngelizwe lakho ngakho kudingakalayo ukubana amandla kawaye ebantwini amandla nxa esebantwini ukuthi ukuthi bazasebenzela elizwe labo ukuthi ukuthi bazazibona beyingxenye bephatheka lokho abakufisayo ukuthi kwenzakale elizweni bazakubona kungokulalelwa ngokubona kwami yikho kumele sibuyele khona ukubana esithi decentralization kuyadingakala ukubana amandla abuyele ezigabeni engabi eHarare kuphela
ye kodwa kungenzakala yini ngombono wakho ukuthi kugcina sokunjani lapha siyasikhulumela nje
ya ilolu daba le-decentralization sikhulume ngayo kakhulu enhlelweni eziningi la kugoqela bona ama-ministers lama-members of parliament lolu daba solufika e-parliament e-parliament ekhonayo ubona kuyadingakala ukuthi amandla abuyele ezigabeni bakhona kade bekusekela kodwa kubuye kube khona njalo abakhokheli abakuvimbileyo lokhu mhlawumbe laba bakholisa ukuthi amandla abe seHarare. Ngakho ngingathi indaba engibona ngani ngaphumelela isiyaphambili ikakhulu nxa ungatholakala abakhokheli abalombono abalomnakano omuhle ngelizwe akhona abakhokheli abalomnakano ukuthi bandlulula ilizwe kubana abantu abangekho eHarare bangaphumeleli yikho kwenza ukuthi kwezinye izigaba abantu nxa besithe eZimbabwe bathe eHarare.
Ayisabonga kakhulu ke mnumzana kumbe uBlessing ngaba lo mbuzo wokugcina. Umbuzo nje umbuzo wokugcina sibona ukuthi ungathini kumbe.
Okay, of course, but Njabulo, I mean, we are seeing, you know, different groups are protesting and it has not been, you know, that successful and and huge. Why is there a lack of proper coordination in your own analysis when it comes to these protests?
I mean, again, it goes back to people mobilization. The Zimbabwean politics is so fragmented. As you can see within the political parties, there is a lot of fragmentation. As people are hungering and thirsting for power, there is too much individualism. Hence, even the so-called proposed coalitions are failing to mobilize and work together because at this point, everyone is thinking of themselves and how they can strategically position themselves for power. So that thirst and hunger for power is what is destroying social movements in the country. Mm-hmm. Unless and until we get to a point where we are able to put aside the thirst for money and financial gain, we can only transform this society once the movement, as it were, is able to actually focus on one agenda, which is the emancipation of the people. You talk of the Arab Spring, mm-hmm. the young man that killed himself, who performed a jihad on himself, mm-hmm. he started a spring of uprising. He was neither looking for financial gain or what. He had to sacrifice his soul for the people to stand up and be independent against a dictator. That is the kind of approach and quality that Zimbabwean civic society, Zimbabwean politicians need to come across where we are working together towards a common goal. It is not about removing the government. It is about removing the impunities.
Thank you. Another Steve Biko is needed. Thank you so much, Njabulo, and you had a prior engagement, and we would want to thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
And I think let's go to Harare now. I think we now have Mr. Stan Zorwadza. We're having problems connecting with him. Stan?
Yeah, how are you?
I'm doing great. Just give us a quick update, Stan. What has been happening today and yesterday?
Yesterday, the Zimbabwe Republic Police pounced on our offices and came up in full riot gear, ravaging through the steps and offices, toilets, trying to look for me and Patterson. But fortunately, we were out of the office, so they couldn't arrest us. Mm-hmm. But early this morning, they managed to abduct Patterson Zamara and Kelvin, and severely, assaulted six other activists. Mm-hmm. You know, the sad thing is that the Zimbabwe Republic Police was present, and plainclothes, officers. So it is a clear show that the government of Zimbabwe is involved in these criminal activities. We really wonder how they will claim to be the protector of the citizens if they unleash such a brutal act against its citizens unprovoked.
Mm-hmm. And Stan, what is the latest on those who were arrested?
They've arrested nine people today: Advocate Mahere, Pastor Sean, Henry Mnangatire, and others. They've been charged. Pastor Sean has been charged. He has been charged by it's a funny offense, mm-hmm. which doesn't allow one to put a flag, you know, on your neck. In other words, it's a law that does not allow to promote and to be proud of Zimbabwe. You know, so we see flags, you know, put around necks in stadiums, and even when people are moving in their cars, they can just display a flag. And this is common in every country. But in Zimbabwe, it is now a crime to promote your country by putting up a flag in your neck or holding a flag. So this is one of the charges that the pastor is facing. And the others are facing a charge of, you know, trying to disturb or cause violence. I don't know where they are picking it for people who are just sitting in a park. Yeah. We couldn't do the demonstration today because of the level of violence that the government has unleashed to our activists, and also the all corners of the city, you know, was marred by heavy police presence. We couldn't do anything. It's very disturbing, and we call upon our government to begin to realize that we are not its subjects. If the government think that we are subjects, you know, they are mistaken. We have a stake in this country, and we must be respected. I give best regard to the last speaker who spoke about these people in government, these people in political parties, who only think about their power. Power, 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 nothing else. They don't even think about whether we are having clean water, whether we are having electricity, whether we're having medicine. You know, we just need to move away from this, you know, the problem of thinking of power, nothing else.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Stan. Gibbs?
I think we're joined by our second in-studio guest, and that is Mr. Frank Mpatlo of Transparency International. Welcome to the show.
It's good to be here. Thank you, Gibbs.
Thank you so much. So tell us a bit about, you know, what you're hearing from Zimbabwe. As far as you've heard, what is going on there?
Well, it is with deep sadness that I join you in this studio to discuss the latest developments in Zimbabwe in as far as protests and abductions are concerned. And if I could just start off with giving our government just one word of advice to say, when it comes to citizen activism, there is a certain level of temerity or confidence for which no other form of intimidation would ever work. So in abductions are not going to work at this time. Citizens have gone beyond that level of intimidation, and they are not going to stop no matter what happens, whether it's intimidation, beatings, or even killing sometimes. If it's going to happen in this point in time, the citizens of Zimbabwe have reached a point in time when they are going to say enough is enough, and no form of intimidation is going to work. So having worked with activists for more than 5 years now with Transparency International of Zimbabwe, I have got the confidence to say that it's a wrong strategy by the government, mm-hmm. to intimidate the citizens. And if ever they are going to make things better for the people and for themselves, the best thing is to engage the people, the citizens of Zimbabwe, and to listen to the voices of reason. Mm-hmm. It is said that at this age, abductions are being used is a weapon of shutting people up and of trying to destroy the agendas of different people in the country. It's said that is being used at this point in time, more than 36 years after independence. And it is only prudent enough for the government to listen to the voice of reason to say what is the real problem. And protests are just a symptom of the real cause of this tragedy that we have. So it is with sadness that we are talking about this. But yes, I'm confident that the citizens of Zimbabwe are not going to stop, no matter what is going to be done by the government.
Thank you very much.
And maybe just going back to Frank, I think one of the reasons why people wanted to protest today was the issue of corruption in councils and in government. But you know, it's disturbing yes. that I think this is something that is really noble. We have heard of many, many cases of corruption, and people are not being arrested. What impact is this having on the country, you know, in terms of economic development?
Yeah, so you see, as Transparency International, I would firstly of all point you to our Corruption Perception Index, which is a very important tool to measure the country's level of transparency and good governance. And it's unfortunate that our country scores badly all the time when it comes to being rated against other countries in Africa and in the whole world. Only recently, the recent CPI of 2015 scores Zimbabwe 21 out of 100, which is a very bad score when it comes to comparing with other countries. So it's an indicator that other investors and other countries, our neighbors, and even the citizens of Zimbabwe look at to say, how can we make this country much more better from what it is? Then just to talk about a few corruption issues that have affected our countries, and it's not like hearsay or allegations, but we have got evidence of government ministers and MPs that I cannot name in this studio who are siphoning off the government, who are sucking the government of its energy, its economic energy, and enriching themselves. Now, I'll take you now to the bond note issue to say, why does it have to come now? After 8 years of stability and of using the US dollar, why does it have to be coincidental that is, as we are about to approach elections, then a bond notes issue have to be come into play? We need to question and to interrogate those questions. Mm-hmm. Isn't it the situation that maybe the political leaders have cushioned themselves already of the tragedy of the bond note? Those are the questions that the citizens are demanding to say, what are we supposed to do as general citizens when the other government officials are promoting the bond note? So this is an act of corruption per se, to say it's corruption that is being institutionalized. And we are not going to improve our economy if the situation remains the same.
Gibbs.
So now, these abductions, Mr. Patlo, is there any way that they can be stopped? Or maybe it's just the state versus the people. What is it really? What do we read out of it?
It is quite surprising like what I've mentioned, that abductions are actually increasing. It's ironic that the abductions are actually increasing when we declare that we're a democracy. I don't know what type of democracy Zimbabwe is when abductions are being used as such an archaic form of intimidation in a country like Zimbabwe. And it only goes to show the fearness of the government, the instability of the government. They are not at peace with themselves when they are using abductions. It's the last resort to dealing with the situation. Mm-hmm. So abductions, I cannot say that they are going to end or they are going to increase, but it only gives us an indication. It's an indicator of the fearfulness of the government towards the rising up of the people. That's why we've seen all these movements coming into play. For the past 1 year, there's been so many, the mushrooming of movements, which I actually appreciate very much, because it only goes to show that people who have been sitting back at home are now being empowered to participate in the political emancipation of our country. It is good that we have these political movements. And unfortunately, the government will still seek to thump them using abductions, intimidations, and other things that we've seen in 2008 and going back to the Gukurahundi era.
Regai tende kuna vamavhinga. Vamavhinga muchiripo here parunare? Nare yawe inenge iri kuti netsei. Todzokera kwamuri Mukomasten. Mukomasten? Mukomasten?
Ndiripo.
Tiri kunzwawo kuti mota dzava dzamara dzapiswa. Mukatiudzawo kuti ivo hutano hwavo hwakamira sei pari zvino.
Hutano hwaPatson Dzamara ari kurwadziwa mukomana uyu. Nokuti akakuvadzwa musoro nemusana. Asi spirit yake yekurwa haina kuchinja. Pavanga vachimurova vachimukuvadza vanga vachitomuyeuchidza kuti asi wakanganwa kuti wakashaya mukoma wako tinokuita zvatakamuita tichireva kuti nhasi nokuti arohwa nevanhu vari muuniform yezrp ihurumende vatsinhira vabvuma kuti hurumende ndiyo yakatora Itai Dzamara nguva yese yavanga vachiramba asi vanhu nhasi vabata Itai vataura kuti tinokuita zvatakaita mukoma wako nokudaro tiri kutarisa kuti kupisa kwa waru kita jinu. Kupisa kwa waita moti kari ya Patsoni Zamara. Kupisa moti kwa waita moti kari ya Ishmael Kauzani. Kuratiza kuti avana care ni ma citizens. Kuratiza kuti wano itaza wano oda apana za wano itwa. Mutemoru maoko mavo waka utukora kwa wali mutema wana utukorwa. As ma citizens, wali kunzwisisa kuti parijino atichada kuti tirambe tichimbunyikizwa ne muto waifunga kuti vanombunyikizwa vanombunyikidza vamwe zvavaisafa nguva yevarungu vatowese ana Mugabe nguva yevarungu vaidzinyirirwa vachirwadziswa asi kurwadziswa kwavaitwa nevarungu varungu vatorwadzisa vachifunga because avabva varwadzisa marwadzisiro avari kuita vana Mugabe nekuti masikati vachena vano kuwadza vana vavo vano gopisa motikari voita zvavanoita izvozvo vasingatombotarisa kuti dzimwe nyika dziri kuti kudii unozviurayira mwana unozvikuvadzira mwana vairwiswa nevarungu varungu vanga vari maforena tatisina rudzi navo rwepedyo pose pose tivatorwa vairwa ko kana uchiuraya wako zvinorevei iye Mugabe akaurayirwa Chatunga uyu akachatunga apo dakwaurayiwa mungatanga Nyarare Chomba akabatirwa mwana dakwaurayiwa anga Nyarare Kasukwera anga Nyarare vanhu vanongoti nokuti isisu vashoma tine simba hatina zvatinoitwa vana vevamwe vanhu imbwa havana basa vavo ndo vakakosha dai wangaudzuru upenyu Jonathan Moyo nezro uno aichema achitora paTwitter achitaura kuti mwana wakafa achinongedzirawo ko vevamwe vari kuuraya Jonathan imwe mhondi iri kuuraya vamwe vana vevamwe vanhu kana vave vamwe avarwadze vavo vanorwadza tinoda kuti hurumende izive kuti zvavari kuita izvi ilegacy yamangwana yavari kusiyira ana Chatunga Mugabe haana dzimwe 50 years ari mupenyu anoti Chatunga achararama sei muZimbabwe kana achiita zvaari kuita izvi anoti Bona achararama sei muZimbabwe kana achiita zvaari kuita izvi anoti iye Bona achararamirana Bona ngavazive kuti mangwana vane vana vokusiya nevazukuru saka kana vachisiya legacy yevhiolence vazukuru vavo vachatambira violence kana zviri zvavanoda izvi
regai tiende kuna mukoma Ephraim zvenyika vari kukariba makadii mukoma Ephraim
ndinofara makadiko
aiwa tiripo ndi mukoma Blessing mukoma Jonga anouya nechitatu padiaspora forum asi tipewo pfungwa dzenyu mukoma Ephraim
nepfungwa dzangu ndinofunga kuti nini vatungamiriri vari kutonga munomu handifungurizi varwadzo munomu nekuti do zviri zvarwo zvemunomu havangambonikovaanava vakavaisa pazvigaro kuti vatungamiriri vachibva kuti vana vavo vari kuchemera ramangwana ravo rakanaka saka ndinofunga kuti vana ava handimona pamazuva avakambota vaiiiblei yakanyengarika saka vari kuda kutanga vapedza zvinhu zvedu zvese kana vapedza manje vozoenda kumisha yavo tosara tichitambudzika nekuti dei vanga vari vatungamiriri vemuno munyika chaivo handisiuaeichine vakadaro nevana vanotungamiriri
ko imi muri kuonawo sei nyaya yemabond notes mukoma Ephraim kwamuri vanhu vari kutiwo kudii ukaribawo
kodei chachiri chinhu chakanaka ka vachida kugadzirisira vanhu zvinhu zvakanaka zvinhu zvakanaka zvinobotaurwa nguva yakareba vanoisatuaa nguva iripo kuti vanhu vozvona kuti chii chavachitaura saana baba vedu kuti vakatirongera zvakanaka here kana kuti zvingangana vakutambura vaitaura chinhu chimwe chetiaivo vatori nevachiimbo nezvavari kuita nekuti kana chinhu chakanaka chiripo chakanaka chirambotorwa vanhu yakareba kudaro kana vakanaka vachiti zvakanaka ivo ngavaatonde zviiti makamboonepona imukoma kuti pane munhu anoni mari kana zvinhu zvakafanana nekuamerica gaiko basi ratozopuwa iyo ndeyei kana mari yakafanana kuti we unozi vatumira mari kubva kuamerica yauya muno yakafanana nemari iri muno vanotipa basi raei kana zvakafanana
tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Ephraim
ya ndopari kutoti zviringidzawepo kuti hatitambozoona kuti isu munhu anouyisa mari kana mari nevhalu imwe chete yakafanana otendwa neimwe mari kura kuti isu tona kuti ivo ndovane mari yakawanda yavakachengeta saka vanoda kuti kana zvadaro woenda kuuya kwamuri ikokoko votumira mari ira mumaakaunzi yehama dzavo votanga kutora mari yavo vari kutiserera zvezvino hapana tirikungotenderedzwa nekuti isusu hakuna vanhu vanotitumira mari ivo ndovakaunganidza mari yacho vachangobuda nayo vozoya muno votumira mumaakaunti mavo vodhura voramba vachingoendera mberi iye neupenyu vana vachiri vezimbabwe vachingosara
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukova Ephraim tinotenda zvikuru that day was Ephraim from Kariba and Ephraim is saying that you know the government surprises him in that it is saying and telling people that the bond note it wants to introduce is or trade it one-to-one with the US dollar. So he's saying that you know he does not understand the logic why you should be given an incentive, $5, for using the bond notes.
To produce Clovis and other things. Yes. So, okay, what say Umnuzana Chuma Kwen? Hey, what about Chuma? Lapa Kwen, Baba Chuma, what's your name?
Hi, Conal Bedding, and Lining Apple.
I spill a good quality. We are Zuela Lapa want to try, but two jo quality. What in a conoco?
Hayi zvere kubushonga kunu abantu vathunza zvizive hadi mali abantu kuzvayo kuti yamangala umuntu nje paele kuyathumba abantu nesezinto ngayisikeni yezitekiniso kati kuyisatsha kuyini kati kwenza ukuthi abantu belekubethunzwa abantu bephuma ngento egcekeni nje ekhanyayo nje abantu bakhanya bayathunza fikile abantu bathele nzima hathi kancane bari niyazwa abantu sibili ngamafira phambili abanye ngabakhanya izwani kodwa phela ngabakhuluma ngalabo bantu kuphela bakhuluma ngento iphilayo athi anibabunjwa lowo mthetho wabakhona iconstitution yethu saba layo kodwa khanye layisebenzise yikho nje ngasithi athi sibe sifake emthethweni hayi asihloniphi ilungelo labantu sibe sesikhala futhi sihamba sithi hatshi bayasizonda bayasizonda nango phela abantu bayalimala bakhalela
Okay, one place I want to visit about Benzin College.
Baba.
One place I want to Benzin, Macon Kellogg.
Aye. Really, the problem is I want to place a walk on over. What I'm putting on a single premium. That's the demand is in Jaro. You will want to say, I'm not at this in Jaro. I see. I want to see things around you. The paper of Kumsu's a tailor. Putting on a very high. Kanti ngawaxwayisa nje ukuthi hayi akunani abantu imali kodwa isikhathi sakhona siseduzane nje ukuthi abantu bahambeimazi abantu siyabazi sibakhangele bayazi ukuthi bahlala ngaphi bayazi ukuthi ngobani into engabaxwayisa ngayo nje ukuthi kuzabaphelele ekugcine kuseduze ukuphela enkulukhulu bakuyelayo ngoba ngabantu ehlala kuphela kasuke abantu abaseinyamazane ezisabisayo ezihlala egangeni abantu abathunywayo laye umuntu ohluphekayo laye abaselimazi omunye umuntu
hayi ke Chuma siyabonga kakhulu bele mpela veke ehle baba
hayi kulungile ubaba
yasibongele kakhulu so that was Mr. Chuma he's in Bulawayo he was saying that you know he posed a lot of questions and one of them was why are people being abducted and he says what is the government hiding you know and maybe at the end of the day you are saying that it's obvious that there is a big kind of crisis in Zimbabwe. So the state is trying to conceal that kind of thing. But he says the government has lost credibility, you know, and he doesn't see it going too far. He says, you know, their reign is about to come to an end. Yeah.
Let's go to our in-studio guest, Frank. And Frank, obviously, I think what is emerging from this discussion is that there has not been any proper consultation when it comes to the introduction of bond notes.
Yes. Yeah, so citizen participation and citizen consultation is also two of the important hallmarks of governance, of good governance. Mm-hmm. And we have seen our government shying away from those two hallmarks of good governance, which is very unfortunate. And the only moment that I remember the government consulting the people to do something was the constitution-making process. And never if the government is given people an opportunity and a chance to contribute to the development of their own lives and of their own future. So that is why there's so much resistance when it comes to the bond note. And the other thing also to mention that the citizen confidence has been eroded, like what the previous speaker said. Mm-hmm. There's no longer citizen confidence in the government because of their previous actions. Mm-hmm. It's now very difficult to trust this government that we have today. And it's probably prudent for them to give others an opportunity to lead the country and the certain institutions. So if there was enough citizen participation when it came to the bond note issue, I'm sure there was going to be an amicable situation, an amicable solution to the financial crisis in Zimbabwe. And we've got so many financial analysts, we've got economists in Zimbabwe, people who are ready to contribute to the economic emancipation and development of Zimbabwe that were never consulted when it came to the bond note. Mm-hmm. That's why there's so much suspicion by the public of Zimbabwe to say, what are they hiding? Mm-hmm. Why do they have to bring the bond note now after all these years? And where is the money going anyway? Who can afford to take away more than $10,000 out of the country when people are earning $400 per month on average? And this only goes back to the political leaders who have got access to the fiscus of the nation. That is where the problem is. So poor citizen participation by the government is a problem that we have today, and that has led us to a situation that we are currently having today, which are now breeding tragic issues like protests, beatings, mm-hmm. and intimidation that we are talking about today.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Frank.
Uh-huh. But let's talk a bit about bond notes and bond coins. Right? These things are not the same, right? Bond yes. coins are operational right now.
Yes.
Are you using them?
Yes, we use the bond coin.
How?
To transact.
So now, then bond notes will come and then you're going to use them too, right?
I mean, I'm not an economic specialist on this issue, but I would really want to go back to the issue of the precedence that was set by the government when it comes to financial discipline or fiscal indiscipline that we saw in 2008. Mm-hmm. It only goes back to that discussion to say, are we not going to see a situation where the government is going to reproduce this bond note over and over again to finance their own activities, probably it's elections or other bogus activities that the government usually engages in? Why now do they have to bring out and make it the overall currency that people are going to use? I mean, we have accepted the bond coin as a supplement of the US dollar, of course, and it has worked pretty well with us. But if we are going to replace mm-hmm. the currency that we have with the bond note, then I see a situation where a crisis is going to breed in Zimbabwe, and we mm-hmm. don't want that to happen.
So you're suspecting that there could be too much money chasing a few goods, and that's what
we are suspecting, and mm-hmm. we see that as a breeding ground for corruption, like what happened in 2008. And you mm-hmm. see, these are the same people that caused a tragedy in this country during that time, and we cannot give them another chance to do that. The mm-hmm. history cannot repeat itself under our nose as we see the country crumble down. That is what mm. we are trying to avoid here. We cannot have a repeat of failed lives and a failed future for our kids and of our families.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. I think we've got our last caller, Blessing. Mm-hmm. And that is obvious, Ndlovu. Mnumzana Ndlovu, kunjani? Baba, obvious, Ndlovu, uyangizwa? Obviously.
Maybe let's just quickly go to Mr. Zorwadza for his last word. Mr. Zorwadza, so what is the way forward?
The way forward, citizens, we are planning a protest and we will escalate protests until the government realizes that it has to speak to its people. Mm-hmm. And this protest will surely address some of the concerns of citizens. And to citizens, I think we need to educate citizens that participation in what we are doing together will make a change. Mm-hmm. We are better in our numbers. Mm-hmm. And those who are not participating and who are just observing and being spectators, they are actually accomplices. They are helping this regime to continue to suppress and oppress us.
Thank you, Mr. Zorwadza. Thank you so much. Unfortunately, time is not our best ally, and we have to conclude this show. We want to take this opportunity to thank Mr. Sten Zorwadza, Chairperson, Vendors Union, Zimbabwe, and also Mr. Dewama Vinga, human rights lawyer. We also had in-studio guests Frank Mpahlo and Jabulo Moyo, and we want to take this opportunity to thank our viewers, our listeners, our callers, those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp. Signing off, this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu, saying have a blessed weekend.
And I'm Gibbs Dewey saying good night, Zimbabwe.